Welcome to your Weekend Pulse. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios, as she does each and every Friday, is Lorena Sanchez, Pulse editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. And Lorena, it's hot, but there's still stuff to do both in and out different places around town.
Yeah, and they're getting creative, so you're not stuck outside in the hot, hot weather. I mean, these are really good events where you can get out, enjoy yourselves. So the first one I'll mention is Ice Cream Sunday. It's an annual event at Farm and Ranch Museum. 13th year they're doing it, so they know how to do it, right?
I've been twice. I took my oldest daughter when she was about 5 or 6, and we went last year with my then 4-year-old.
Oh, yeah?
And it's an absolute blast.
They said, too, last year they had double the attendance of any of the previous
years.
They did. So many people attended. They were really happy with the results. And, of course, they're making some additions to accommodate the bigger crowds. So that should be really helpful for everyone. It's really affordable, $5 for adults, $3 for children. And pretty much you go, first 600 people get a cup of caliches, frozen custard for free. You can learn all about ice cream, how it's made. You can make your own ice cream.
That's right. And it's a lot of fun. It doesn't take that long. It's about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. They give you all the ingredients and they put it in this coffee can. Mm-hmm. And you roll it back and forth. and then all of a sudden, 15 minutes later, you've got yourself some cool ice cream.
And
you get to keep it and eat it. That's right. You get to keep it and eat it.
So that sounds like a blast. I mean, honestly, they said they're going to do a lot more indoor and outdoor, so you're not stuck in the 100-degree weather if you go in the afternoon. But also, you're going to they have a new addition, which is a bunch of these really old-time kind of games for kids. They even have a mini golf putting thing planned, too. Mm-hmm. So a lot of stuff that they added this year, and they're going to see how it goes.
And there is, if I'm not mistaken, the ice cream eating sandwich.
Oh,
sandwich
ice cream,
eating,
yes.
Contest.
Ice cream sandwich eating contest for all ages, adults. So.
For adults. Get a little ice cream headache there, brain freeze. And let's go on to see. Now, this is for the ladies on Saturday.
Yes. So the third annual Las Cruces Moms Mix and Mingle is from 3 to 9 on Saturday evening. It's open to women, all women, 18 and older, free to attend. And they're going to include bar, appetizers, vendors, music, giveaways, silent auction, pampering, so much.
Pampering is well worth it. And it's inside.
Yeah,
so this
inside.
Is a way to cool off, ladies. Now, this is another cool thing that is happening. It's an outdoor hike at the Gila Cliff Dwellings under a full moon.
This is one I really want to go to. I'm not sure if they've done this in years past, but this is the first time I've heard of it. It's going to be on Tuesday. That's when the full moon is, 9 to 11. So it's a late night. So plan ahead for your trip if you're going to be traveling back or if you're going to be staying. There's also another one on August 19th. But basically, mile hike, really easy round trip. And they're going to have the dwellings partially lit up during this hike, ranger led, so it's safe. And I can't imagine how beautiful it probably looks at night under a full moon.
It's beautiful during the day, so I would imagine during the night it's even better. Now, on the Taste for Your Impulse, talk to me about this one. This is new to me. I'm not familiar with this restaurant.
It's brand new to Las Cruces. They had their grand opening, I think, like a couple of weeks ago or so.
Okay.
I've been looking forward to this because it's been trying to open since, like, last year, but it's Sakura. It's a Japanese hibachi grill sushi bar. They have steak. They have seafood. They have chicken. They have noodles. So they have a whole big plethora of stuff. So they have a hibachi area where you can go watch the cooks make your food, or they have a dining area where it's a little more private, and you can sit down and have more of a restaurant experience. But either way, you get your money's worth. There's so much selection. They have lunch specials as well. So this is a nice new addition up on East Loman where, you know, there's a lot more new places starting to pop up.
That's right.
So
good deal. Well, Lorena, thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.